From not too far off, a voice sounded, getting louder.
I say there, are you chaps calling to us? What? Hold on a tick, and we'll be right with you.
Two hares and a shrewmaid approached through the woodland fringe. It was Buckler, Diggs, and Flib. Oakheart beamed a welcoming smile.
Over here, friends, over here!
Flib wheeled a paw in one ear, wincing.
You'd have to yell through that thing.
The florid hog lowered his megaphone.
Ah, forgive me, my dainty miss. Force of habit, you know.
Flib scowled at him.
You can cut that out right now. I ain't no beast's dainty miss. I'm Flib, the gowsum, see?
Buckler wrapped her paw lightly with the bell rope.
Mind your manners, he's just trying to be friendly.
Oakheart did not seem to take offence. He continued, holding forth merrily.
Ah, a gowsum shrew, no less. Stout creatures. Perhaps you know one who is an acquaintance of mine. Django Bigboat by name. Something of a chieftain amongst his kind, I believe.
Flib seemed flustered by the mention of Django Bigboat. She dropped back, standing behind Diggs, murmuring.
No, I ain't heard of that, and say.
After introductions had been made all round, Buckler strode down to the stream bank, where he viewed the grounded raft.
Mr. Oakheart, perhaps we could help you to refloat your craft. It's a wonderful thing. I've never seen one like it.
Dymphnia took over from her spouse.
Oh, just call him Oaky, Mr. Buckler. Every beast does. Maybe you'd like to come aboard the stream, lass, and share supper with us, such as it is. We can always refloat our raft tomorrow.
Buckler bowed gallantly.
A pleasure, ma'am. But call us Buck, Diggs, and Flib. We have supplies we could share with you. Oaky tells me you are actors.
Diggs unhitched the haversack from his back.
Jolly types, actors. We've had visits from them once or twice at Salomon Dastron, don't you know?
Grandma Crumfus leaned on Diggs' paw as they went aboard.
Salomon Dastron, you say? I played there when I were not but a young ug maid. A fine young badger was the Lord Blang, as I remember. Is he still there?
It was a memorable evening. The raft's log cabin was comfortable, if slightly crowded. The two hares contributed food from their packs. Dymphnia served them with bowls of plum duff, ladling her special pear and hazelnut sauce thickly over it. Oakheart broke out a cask of his own brew, which he had named Witherspike Water Porter. It was slightly sweet, very dark and nourishing. As they ate, Tragedia fluttered her eyelashes at Diggs, inquiring,
"Pray, to where are you warriors of the wilderness bound?"
Crumfus spoke sternly,
"Don't be so nosy, miss. 'Tis none of your concern where these good beasts are going."
Buckler smiled.
"Oh, it's no secret. We're bound for Redwall with a gift for the abbess."